Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell everyone, literally, because this isn't just a show that's safe, you know, really G-rated, so that basically it's okay for anybody to see. It's a show that everybody needs to hear, because it's about, I'm not just saying that as somebody trying to plug this show. It's a cause for that greater good. This is a cause that involves the whole world. And yes, it will for the whole world to hear. So your friends and your enemies. You're listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. This is DJ Butterfly Fifi. He's here, the one and only, the storyteller on this long, multi-year travel around the world to save it. Especially a lot of those who are on the street. And really, please, of course you should all listen, but don't just listen. Get involved. We're here at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. The shrink, the cliche, you know, the shrink always asks you, what do you think? No, we're really asking you, because really, guess what? Guess what? The show is about you, too. All right, we're here once again with Cocoon in the Microphone. Oh, and we also want to plug Maya Harrison. She sings or something. Anywho, even following us, if you just tuned in, where have you been? Honestly, I told you, I took this at the beginning of the year, these guys, one of this whole trend of band of, I guess you could call them, merry men, led by this gentleman who called himself Organic OK. Now, see, what the guy did was, he was a man who was well off financially. He was. But you know what? He took his money and he was basically around this year-round trip to save said world. So basically what he did was he was driving around, all around. And, basically he had stopped in my hometown of McKinleyville, California. And he had convinced me to come along with him on his journey. Just had a falling out with dear old mom and dad, and I was happy to leave. They didn't just tell me that if you go, please, don't go. No, they told me, I'm trailing off here, let me try. They told me, you have to go. This is just a question of, a lot of people still live with their parents. Now, things have gotten bad economic-wise all over. Some people still live with their parents, some people still living on the street. There's some people who alternate. Anywho, my point, of course, being that my parents kicked me out of the house because they said, they just got tired of me as much as I was of them, but they said specifically, not dang, we've had you for a long, 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 long time. And the thing is, it's not just about kicking you out of the nest and hoping you can fly. It ain't about that noise. It's more about, how do I put this? Okay, let me just put this the hard way. They said, if you don't go, we can't afford to keep taking care of you. If you don't go, we may be all on the street. Now, if we don't sacrifice you, it's going to be all of us. They always just said, just get a job. But look around, dude. Where was their work? And in paradise like McKinleyville, California, I've been all over, but my heart still belongs to McKinleyville, and not just in a hometown way. You know how you tend to love your old home roots, but really, honestly, I mean this. McKinleyville had it all. But anywho, back to my point. They took a hold of me, and Organic, okay, tapped me on the shoulder like royalty, and he dubbed me, knighted me, DJ Butterfly Feces. I told him I basically had a briefly career in blog talk radio. I was rocking them every night, but I wasn't just spinning records. I was trying to do something. Something. And anywho, long story short, I joined him on his trip. He took me all around. At first, when he told me that he was a financially successful guy who was going around trying to help the homeless, of course I was skeptical. Whenever you hear anything that sounds really out there you're going to be. You learn how to basically be distrustful of everybody, yet be for survival. It's all about you telling the line in life. But I don't know. Anywho, he just sounds like that guy from tech support. Some Indian guy's calling another country, wants your computer information so we can hack into your whatever. We can leak you. I don't know. Anywho, he turned out to be the real thing. I got in that Winnebago of his, and we drove all the way across the country. And then all the way back, we hit all these stops. Miami, Florida, Seattle, Washington. That's right, roughly within the same month or so. So, dude, try to picture basically being in the warmth of Miami, going from beach to beach, wherever that warm weather that Miami is known for. And then imagine basically heading on to Seattle, Washington, in the birth of winter. I mean, dang, dang. Went to Scottsdale, Arizona. We went to San Diego, where a lot of big things happen. And West Hollywood, where you find out, that's like Hollywood, dude, it's in a way, how do I put this? There are those who are living like movie stars, like Hollywood executives, and then those that aren't. See, there's a written rule in life. For somebody to be doing really, really, really well, somebody else has to be doing really, 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 really badly. It's the balance. Maybe yin and yang. Call it what you will. And once again, I spent 7 minutes on this trying to catch you guys up, but let's get on to the main event, shall we? The next episode. They were on the car, and where? Get this. Once again, Organic OK had a stop by a California boat company. Well, not really a company. They weren't selling boats. They were selling boat rides. I said, where are we going? Dude, don't ask questions. Now, look, man, I hate to say this again. I know this guy was helping me out on this whole trip. Whatever, but I was really angry, basically. You know, when you're going along with somebody and they tell you not to ask questions, not to make any comments, they're usually the kind of people you really shouldn't be hanging out with. Once again, I got skeptical. When he doesn't want you to know what he's doing and he wants you to do it with him. But doesn't that sound a little more than a little suspicious, a little shady? But I trusted them this far. But then, here's the thing. Why personally was I being so, I don't know what? Why was I not trusting him? Maybe I need to learn how to be a little bit more trusting. I don't know. What to do? Anyway, we got out of the Winnebago, went all the way to Hawaii. I remember when we went in, it was like, Hawaii? Dang, Hawaii? That's right, man, Hawaii. How you feeling now? Dang. I try to keep my expectations low, because the thing is, we went to some nice places, okay, but we weren't just there to soak in the sun and blah, blah. We're there to work. Work like dogs. But it's not like it basically, it wasn't just about the free labor thing. We were trying to be saved. No, we're trying to save somebody. We're trying to save all these people. We're trying to save, you know. Honolulu, Hawaii, what was it like? At one point I said, oh, that's why I couldn't say Winnebago, because we're leaving the country. No, do you know something? In Honolulu, you know how a lot of places we were staying in the Winnebago? Yeah. Yeah. They don't let you do that in Hawaii. There's a law against somebody who doesn't have residency sleeping in their car or whatever. I was like, what? I guess if you're going to travel, you don't just have to respect other people's customs and cultures. First and foremost, you got to know what they are. I mean, God forbid you're in basically some kind of culture or country where you scratch because it itches, and they'll shoot you dead for it. Funny idea, but, you know, somehow you can't but feel that country's out there somewhere. It's funny about Hawaii. This place is paradise and whatever. So are we going to be on the street in Percy Water? No, dude, I got some money. We're all sharing. Actually, some of us are sharing a hotel. A hotel? Dang, a hotel. That's a little large and in charge, remember? A hotel. Yeah. A hotel. I'm trying to get too excited because I want to be grateful to the guy. The moment we hit the beaches of Honolulu, I looked around, man. This place was majestic. There were lots of homeless around. How come there's so many? Because, dude, if you want to be homeless, now, Honolulu's place, a lot of people being homeless on the streets being thrown. Why? Because it's expensive out here, having to live here. I guess I kind of understood that. Now, in Las Vegas, I imagine it'd be expensive to live there. But in a way, they can afford to charge basically almost nothing because, let's be honest, people go there, the suckers, oh, tourists go there to hemorrhage cash to basically burn right through it like there's no tomorrow. Who basically line up to find this colorful, dazzling way to throw their money away. Nobody wins in Vegas unless they are Vegas, the house. I don't know why they call it gambling over there, because let me tell you something. Gambling implies you can win. That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, dude, in Vegas, you want to win, just don't play the house. You play the other players, whatever, you can walk away with some cash, but you got to know what you're doing. What a sucker's game. But the thing is, I understood that. I'm getting too much into Vegas here, but see, look, later on our show, that's going to be an important plot point. But my point is, what? What, brother? What? I mean, because really, honestly, I understand why this place was so expensive, but there's a lot of areas around here. Surely they could build a few more places for people to live. Do they have to charge this much money? I mean, my point about Vegas is that, okay, to build a city like that, to build some kind of metropolis that's just neon lights, whatever, this one big debauch or whatever, come on! Now, think about how much money it costs to keep Vegas existing, the things to make Vegas and keep it alive. Think about how much money it must cost. But this place is natural paradise. I know, everybody wants something cheaper. But dang it, now they're telling people not only is the rent sky high, they can't even basically live in a car. I don't know what to do. I started basically talking to some of the locals. Said hello. Once again, I laid my rap down. They told me basically, I asked them, you lived here, you were thrown out? Yeah. This place is worth, it's expensive, but it's worth every penny. But we don't have pennies anymore. Yeah. And they were native Hawaiians, you know, the kind of Asian kind of guys, you know, but personally, I used to wonder, what native, like, didn't basically people who came to Hawaii, didn't they migrate originally, whatever? I wasn't sure who was supposed to be who or what, but I looked at these guys. They were native Hawaiians. It's sad that your own government system would do this to you. Of course. But someone has to do something. This place doesn't seem like it's paradise when you're broke. He laughed and said, "Dear man, what place is paradise when you're broke? Paradise for rich people. There are rich people in Hawaii, too. They're the ones who can truly enjoy everything. I had to do something. There's got to be something to do about this homeless problem." I told him my story. I told him all of my raps, the things that happened, things that I'd done, the trip. And I told him about Organic OK's plan to go all over and sort of save everybody. Save. Salvation. That we were doing something. It's for that greater good. 15 minutes after the hour here, 9:15 sharp here on the program. Cocooning from the microphone with DJ Butterfly Feces. Okay, this program is brought to you by Organic OK. Someone who's funded this expedition and this whole travel. And she's at 515-605-9709. It's 515-605-9709. No. I'm sorry. That's our number. That's what we're here doing. Call us at that number and get involved with the program. Organic OK appreciates some support. And Speaking of other things to plug, Maya Harrison. She's got some music out there, guys. You should listen to it. I went to basically Organic OK. And honestly, he said to me, he said, listen, you need to understand something. He said, do you need to understand something? It's going to be really hard here because this place is so wonderful, but Hawaii is, it may be kind of a broken off state, but it's still part of America. It's a country in and of itself, almost. It's an island, almost. It's a big, huge. So these people, that's the thing about being an island, dude. It can be cool to live on an island, but somehow it's an island. You're surrounded by water. These people can't just basically get on a dang, what's the word I'm looking for, boat like we did and just, you know, well, actually maybe they might be. But once again, they got no money. They can't just go someplace else. They can't afford to. These people are kind of stuck here.
I understood.
Told you, first went to Miami, dude. It got so bad, honestly. There were native Miami members trying to swim all the way over to Cuba. It was bad. It was bad, bad. In the end, I basically told them all about the cause. And they said, sounds great, but what can we do? It's simple, Simon. All you got to do is get the gang together, unify, and find out some way to basically, well, it's Hawaii. Maybe build like a treehouse to live in. No, they're mostly palm trees out here. Can you build a palm tree house? Can you do that? And they were dead set against the idea of people living in their car. Well, maybe we should have that repealed. Make a point. If these people are going to live out here on the street, I mean, come on. These people stay in their dang cars. What you're doing ain't right. She ain't right. She ain't never going to be right. Something needs to be done tonight, right now. Anywho, my idea was personally to get everybody involved to do something. Let's get everybody involved, whatever. I lined up basically one of the homeless shelters and asked if they could basically take in a few of the Native Island folks. They took two. And I don't mean like at 1 cent. I mean, went to all of them, all over Honolulu to whatever, get all this. I was tired. I was going to basically go to, basically back to Organic OK and ask him basically what was for dinner, but I didn't want to let them know that I was in a hotel. Okay, understand something. If I tell them they're living in a hotel, they'd probably be saying, well, then what's a guy like you basically doing out here with us? You got hotel money. We have hotel money. I learned that one the hard way. Don't let them know you got anything. Basically, as we went up and down all around the ground, it was our idea to basically sit back and just enjoy it. The weather was always kind of nice in Hawaii. Maybe with that cool summer breeze, you know when it's the hot, it's heat wave weather, and then at night the air is just perfect, pitch perfect. That's a glorious feeling. More than glorious. That's a feeling that makes you feel like getting up in the morning. I told them also idea, we should pick up some of the trash that people leave around, whatever. Why should we pick it up? Look what they did to us. I heard this song before. Look. Then let's do a little bit more if we do some humanitarian work. But let's make it clear that we're doing this stuff. Really? Honestly? I found myself basically at a loss. We were going basic. Maybe there's only so many people basically roaming through Hawaii. I tried asking some of the others, would you be willing to basically shuffle off this beautiful coil? It seems almost paradise, whatever, go to a place, maybe there might be some work. I basically tried to bring them over to organic, okay. The funny thing is, I told them I'd be right back. Wait for me. Why? Why should we stand around here waiting for it? We don't know if you ever come back. I'm going to come back. Exactly. What's going on? Tell me, are you from around here? No. I'm not from around here. I'm not from around here. How'd you get here? I started telling them a whole story about how this guy, Organic OK, picked me up in a Winnebago, and basically we took a trip all over to save the world. They looked at me. From where? From where? From outside Hawaii. Hawaii is kind of a big island. How did you drive a Winnebago from here to wherever you came from? I assume you're from America, that direction. Where'd you come from? I don't know. Well, actually, I do know. He took me basically from the Winnebago, whatever, and we got on a boat.
Exactly.
What boat? Where's your boat? No, a professional boat ride, whatever, on a ticket.
I said, wait, you're the yourself homeless. How'd you get the money to afford a ticket?
We're not from, he paid for it. Like, this guy's got money. I want to meet this guy. I'll arrange it so you guys can meet someplace. Honestly. No, really. But could you tell me where this guy's living, where he's staying at? Just show me where. Can't show you where. Why not? He doesn't want anyone to know where he lives. He doesn't want anyone to know where he is. Secretive. Sounds kind of shady. It did. But then again, this is the cry that everybody says when they're bitter and angry, they're not allowed to know. Sometimes when there's something going on, they're not allowed to know what it is. They just get all angry and antsy. What is it about people, basically? Part of it is because we're distrustful, because when you don't know what it is, when you can't, like, really research it right well, it can be anything, it can come right at you. And also part of it was because we just have this curious kind of nature. I wanted to tell them to mind their own business, but in a way, this was their business. He didn't take them under his... Well, how do they know they can trust him? I basically said, okay, I'm going to go get him, but tell me where he can meet you all. I want to hear this guy's story. Like, I want to hear it from him. Dang. All right. Let me go just up. What is it? Simon, why don't you go with me? No, don't come with me. But see, this is why. Look, we helped you out, but, you know, this thing sounds too suspicious. I don't like this. I'm not allowed to know what's going on. Just sounds so fishy. This guy sounds paranoid. Maybe he is for a reason. That's how it is. Unless you're already a major established business, you got to understand something. This is a fact. Everybody wants to know everybody else's business, especially when it's juicy and interesting. Part of it isn't just that they're untrustworthy. I don't know. It's a hell of a thing. Really, I found myself personally wanting to go back to basically organic. Okay, but then as I heard some footsteps behind me, I looked. Was somebody following me? Now I'm being paranoid. Well, because you're paranoid doesn't mean they ain't out to get you.
I basically literally went back to the hotel room, and I told Organic Crave the story. I got some work done, but you know what? When I told them how I got here and this whole plan, they kind of sort of refused to help anymore because they wanted to meet you. They want to know your whole operation. It was cool. No, I'll tell them. You could have told them. Yeah, but they said they want to meet you, and they want to see, you know, the proof in the pudding, so to speak. You got to understand something. I'm afraid that these people are going to find out too much about you. They're going to want money again, you know? Like, money again, you can promise them money. No. But you remember how I basically told some guys that you had cash and, you know. Is that people become desperate beggars, dude, you know? When they're throwing the seat, like, spare change. It's a sad epidemic that's happened. But it happened. I was afraid they're going to ask all to stay over here. And what? Yeah, no, you did the right thing, man. They were all basically saying, why can't we see where this guy lives? Why can't we? No. People are basically curious. Everyone wants to get in your business. You know, they find you got money. Basically, people find out an opportunity. They're all like, hey, let me stay at your place. Hey, can I get some money? Hey, can I sleep on your couch? Hey, maybe you could basically help me have a few more bills. Let me get some of my friends over. You can come out and help all of us. No, I don't blame them in a way because that's how bad things are. But that's why we're here, to help save them. I remember basically feeling just angry and kind of tired. People, I'm trying to make each episode different and adventurous for you. But honest to God, I was just sick and tired of hearing this thing because it does take a while for an idea to catch on. But look around. We live in an age where nobody believes anything based on blind faith. I was at a loss. I'd been at a loss. What to do? I just remember feeling miserable. I don't know. Really, I'm sorry, there's so much dead air, but I was really sick and deep in thought, thinking, how am I going to convince everybody? From the beginning, I told Organic, okay, basically, you know, how are you going to convince these people? How are you going to convince everybody in person, whatever? And he said to me, man, just do it. Just do the message. Get everybody, whatever. But I really wanted to follow suit. Anyway, I went to bed that night after a long, hot shower. And I got to tell you something. For a while, we hadn't been showering, you know? And with good reason. Why haven't we been showering? We were on the road, but now we're in a nice hotel room. Once again, as I lied in the other bed, we were sitting there sleeping for dead, I thought, Hawaii is so beautiful. How am I going to get people to realize there are people out there genuinely suffering? Some of your parents always try to basically train you to be the best person, at least 30 minutes after the hour here on the DJ Butterfly Feces program, cocooning from the microphone. Get involved. We're here at 1-505-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And listen to Maya Harrison as well. Please get involved with this program. It is of a greater good. It is about something. As I lay in the hotel room, all I could think about to myself was, how are we going to convince these people? I mean, honestly. Hawaii, it's a sort of more like a state. It is sort of this big island, part of America and whatever. It's not like, how else are we going to basically get more? It was like, how are we going to get more? I don't know. How are we going to get more shelter, more housing, more whatever? I got people to help pick up some of the trash, somewhat, and I told them about the cause. But in a way, they just didn't believe it. Probably, they said they want to see evidence, but more than anything, it's a messed up thing. I just basically found myself really at a loss. The morning after, I said, come on, come meet these people. Give me some time. You know what? I don't want to come directly from the hotel. I heard that. Understood. How will they take our message if they know that we're in a hotel room right now? I don't know what to do. What can be done? So basically, after a nice breakfast, we say, okay, dude, seriously. Shower once in the morning and once at night. Might as well. Yeah, might as well. I'm not going to charge any extra for this. So we both did just that. Not together, mind you. We had our separate hotel soap, shampoo, conditioner, and towels. And then we were out on that street again. You know, we took advantage of all the luxuries the hotel to offer, but most of the guys, he said, we're out here for business and all that shit. I basically went over there, and I went to one of Honolulu's nicer beach habitats, and I said, this is organic okay. Hey, guys, I'm organic okay. Let me tell you something. I'm on this campaign to try to save this planet, to go around there and help the homeless community. It's a real thing. It's a problem all over, but it's a problem here especially. You know, we live in an age where machines do, in a way, almost too much, that there's no room for people. You know, people just kind of turn a blind eye. Things are bad all over. And I'm here to help fix it. Where do you live? I live off this island in America. What are you doing here now? I'm going out here trying to help you guys. Are you picking up all the garbage and whatever? You do that? Yeah. So what does he do exactly? He pointed to me. He's like a messenger, a prophet. He goes around there helping speak my message. Prophet? Is what, some kind of deity? You understand something. Yeah, this guy was especially, man, this guy was just, not just good, he was just being obnoxious. He was just being, well, you know, a seven-letter word for jerk. A seven-letter word meaning a vital part of your anatomy. The smelliest, most disgusting part. Something everybody's got. Like an opinion. To which, basically, he put out, honestly, I should explain we're doing something. Listen, what are you really doing to help us? I said, we are. We're not just picking up garbage. You're going to get the message about this whole thing and whatnot. You remember, we got two people off the street. They're going to be thrown back out here. Well, that's the whole point, is that we're trying to get something done here, some sort of greater good, whatever it may be. And even though it's not going to be strolling in the aisles, everyone in Hawaii should have a place to live. At the bare minimum, we should make it so you guys can have cars to live in, or Winnipeg. No. Let's just make it legal so you guys can do that. Dang. He said, how much trash have you picked up? Quite a lot, actually. Organic, okay, look pretty smug. If you got so much money, why are you doing this? What's on my way doing this? He asked. I just looked confused. Are you joking? He just answered that question. He just explained this to you already. He's one of those people who's in the money, can afford to be generous. He's trying to get everybody else to help. You know? And, you know, in a way, look, this isn't basically just like one of those programs that basically gives somebody in a third world country a handout. You want to basically make it so they can keep being taken care of. Literally. Well, but we need more. There is a way we can basically get it to be more affordable to live here. Make it legal so basically someone can live in a car here and whatever. More. I remember my houseboat idea. Well, not even like a huge houseboat, just a basic kind of boat that has just enough of a living quarter that is survivable. Like before, I explained my idea to them. That's nice, but here's the problema. Hawaii doesn't like those things because they want to basically make sure they can get you, that they're charging you every moment. There was a time when this planet was just, I don't know. Look, I know the farther back you go in history, people are more horrible. Things. People believe in dumber and dumber and dumber, crazier, idiotic things. But, you know, the system is just broken. As I said, what place is paradise when you're broke? We lounge out after in the sun before agreeing to go on there and pick up some trash. And we made a big to-do all over Honolulu. A big thing. We made a big freaking to-do. We made a thing about it because we wanted the whole world to know that we were here, that we existed, and we were doing something. Because we also wanted basically the rest of the world to know, too. I told them of all the tales that had happened. Honestly. I found myself just basically feeling nothing short of a loss. I felt like Hawaii never really was part of the U.S. And things just felt so harder here. I want to make this more of a comedy show, really do. Knock, knock. No kidding. Really. No, I mean this with absolute passion and love and something maybe even greater than that, that it just wasn't such a happy story. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I noticed that nobody really wears those Hawaiian T-shirts except for tourists. And really drinks all those island tropical paradise drinks, but really had to be rich, essentially, to enjoy paradise now. Things are bad. Bad, bad. I don't know what. I remember feeling at a real loss. I'm trying to basically make this funny, guys, but this was not a happy story, what was happening in Honolulu. Once again, we picked up trash. We enjoyed the pleasure of the island to offer, and I basically made it real clear that we're trying to do something. Honestly. There's a possibilities were out of the picture. I really basically try to basically go to everybody. I try to tell a lot of the native people that we're picking up garbage all around there and we're all part of this organization. That organic, okay, I try to basically ask. I stop running people trying to talk to them about it. Hey, I'm with the organization Organic OK. We're trying to pick up garbage here personally and whatever. And, well, you know, we're trying to make things better. We're trying to help, you know, we want to shelter the homeless, make sure they're useful on purpose. We want to eliminate the homelessness. You do that by picking up garbage? We're going to do that by getting the word out. We want everyone to sort of get involved, so to speak. So anywho, the whole point is I find myself basically trying to help make things better. Better. I don't think it was working. I really didn't think it was working. I literally went to a lot of people, natives, tourists, told them about how things. But really. People, I'm afraid this was not a day. We're really trying to convince people, we need this. We need everybody to get involved. Honestly. I had everybody go. Everybody in our team. We tried to unite everybody. All the vagrants of Honolulu. Tried to go to everybody. Came across some beachcombers, vagrants, do-nothings, vagabonds. Anywho. Honestly, I found myself really frustrated. I just felt, I don't know. This is how they make, so they make sure that no one cares. They put us in a situation where everybody's got a toe the line now more than ever. And you got to cut your friends loose and say goodbye to even your family if you want to survive. And really, I saw a family of what looked like vagrants, and they had a kid child with them. And I just say something. How do we get to this? How do we get to this point? Whenever I see things getting bad economic-wise, I got to say something. When you literally get to a point when, I'm sorry, literally when you see that one of the biggest problems in the world is overpopulation, you see people who are broke, desperate, trying to have as many kids as possible. I don't know what the moral thing to split hairs about, but I saw people who basically, once again, couldn't afford to take care of themselves. Some of them got pets. They don't know if they were going to have a next meal or a place to go, but sometimes they thought, if I had a pet, that'd be more of a sympathy angle. Forty-5 minutes after the hour here on the Shea Butterfly PC's program, cocooning from the microphone. You're talking to DJ Butterfly. You're listening to DJ Butterfly. You should be talking to him, too. I'm at this number, 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Honestly. I was feeling destitute. More than destitute. I knew what it truly meant to feel like I was at a loss. I was just kicking myself so hard, and then Organic OK came to me and said, dude, I want you to feel that. That's what these people feel every day. These people feel every single day. I don't know. Anywho, I remember feeling sort of frustration. More than frustration. Just absolute breakdown. And why not? Nobody's listening. Nobody's listening to the damn thing I'm saying. We're on that street, and I'm doing something, and everybody else is basically just saying, well, I'm sorry, I got my own crap to worry about. What is the answer? Less tax breaks for the rich? Probably. Build up more housing. Yeah, also. But also the bottom line is we all need to basically be united and work together if we're ever going to create this ideal world. And I'll tell you something. A lot of people are basically just so mad at everybody else. They've been so spited that people don't really want to help each other. Some people will gladly damn themselves as long as it damns the other person. to do. I just had to keep pushing the message. I was like, look, I want to enjoy a little bit of Honolulu in a way. I'm just starting to get kind of frustrated.
What do you mean?
Okay, ask me. What do you think I mean? What do you think? What do you think I mean? I mean that she ain't working, man. I mean that it's just kind of, I don't know. All right. People, we weren't allowed to leave Honolulu right away because the problem was so big. Organic told me, dude, these people need our help. These people really need our help. We're going to disappear. Look, you want to go someplace elsewhere where everything will be better, not as terrible. And then do what? We got to go especially to a place where we're needed. And we're needed here. You don't think we're needed here? I don't know. I just don't know. I was at one point, I left the hotel in the middle of the night and went to walk around. No place is safe at night. No place. No place will ever be. I don't know. I wanted to think about how I could help these people in a better way. Because it ain't just enough to basically just tell everyone else to hold hands and get along and we'll all be friends and we'll be world unity. Okay, that would actually work. Come on, it will. If we all just were... But dude, if it didn't work in the 60s, back when the economy was good, how's it going to work now? Somebody basically once told me, you know something? Think about it, one said. There wasn't really that big an economic whatever thing until America was purchased by, until Hawaii was purchased by America. That's when the problem started. Anyway, anywho, here's the thing. As I basically found myself walking up and down, left and right, I basically said, I'm going to do something special here. I want to do something that maybe in a way Organic never thought of. I know what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I personally, I basically went over, basically back to the hotel. I ran over there on winged feet. I was going to ask him if it was okay, but I didn't want to. I wanted to, of course, in life I got in too many, I got in some kind of trouble whenever I tried to, you know, do what I thought was best. Anywho, guess what? I had a plan. I felt a little bit better. And you know what? I was happy that we weren't going to leave the great state, I guess you could call it, of Hawaii oh so soon. Something else was going to happen. I basically was anxious to surprise him with the news in the morning. And I thought I was going to push this in a way harder than organic okay ever even thought of. Anywho, I don't know what to do. I really didn't. I mean, I knew what I was going to do. I knew, but once again, I was terrified. I was afraid to trust myself. Found myself hitting my head against this wall again and again and again. And I was getting homesick. We weren't that far from McKinleyville. I wonder what happened with my family. What was happening with everybody. And honestly, I decided that I wanted to take a moment to just sit back, relax, before it comes in, before my ship comes in. I was going to personally try to enjoy everything Honolulu had to offer. Everything. I was going to sit back and savor in all of it. And really, you can enjoy paradise. It can be pretty much in a way anywhere. You know, I know I was cracking on the people in Honolulu, but you know, I think that it's admirable the way they basically personally they manage to enjoy what the state has to offer, even if I guess in a way can't enjoy everything it has to offer. Anywho. Anyway, I basically wanted to sit him down. The thing is, I was hesitant about telling Organic OK personally about my plan, my addition. Because you know what? Once again, nobody likes anything new and a radical idea right away. No one does. No one does. The thing is, he may resent that I was afraid what he'll say. Dude, this is my vision. You're here to basically fulfill my vision, make my vision into a reality. If you're not going to do that, what are you doing here? Anywho, I guess really sad really is sad. Please hear me out. I don't know what to do. I mean, I did, but...